this drug will be looked at in breast cancer at the adjuvant setting. We will be looking at this in a dose-dense fashion compared with paclitaxel after AC.
What specifically are you going to look at?
We are going to be doing a pilot first to look at AC followed by dose-dense Abraxane, I believe at the 260 per meter squared dose, although I think this is being discussed.
And the AC is dose-dense also?
Yes. And we will look at, in a pilot adjuvant protocol, in about 50-some patients, to see what the neurotoxicity is before proceeding on with a randomized trial looking at AC followed by paclitaxel dose-dense versus AC followed by Abraxane dose-dense. And I think this will be a very important study. It's going to be looked at in combination with a variety of agents. Xeloda is one that leaps to mind, I think, based on our studies looking at weekly paclitaxel plus Xeloda. This would be an ideal combination to look at. It will be looked at in combination with other agents. And it will proceed with drug development in other diseases, natural ones that one would think, such as lung, prostate, ovarian, head and neck. But my focus has been on the breast cancer.
If the drug were available right now in a non-protocol setting, how would you utilize it for metastatic disease?
Oh, I would use it in lieu of paclitaxel in the weekly setting without any question. And then I would like to see some data on combination so we can look at toxicity first before thinking about it in combination.
What about in lieu of docetaxel?
I think it will also be in lieu of docetaxel as well. I don't use docetaxel very much in the metastatic setting as a single agent at all. I sometimes combine it with carboplatin and trastuzumab in HER2 overexpressors.
Again, if the drug were available in a non-protocol setting right now, would you use it in the adjuvant setting?
Not yet. Not until we have data on it.